Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills trailed by a touchdown at the half, but a 59-yard fumble return by Landon Cohen sparked a second-half comeback as the Bills came back twice to tie the score in this game, including a Dan Carpenter 44-yard field goal with just 2 minutes remaining. But Jeff Toole was sacked with under a minute to play and fumbled. It led to a Steelers recovery and return to the Bills' one-yard line. And that led to a game-winning Steelers field goal as time expired as the Bills fell to Pittsburgh 19-16.
In the two games that we've lost this year, we've had a lot of opportunities. Now, Grant, I'm going to credit the other team. I mean, they've done a good job, but we've got to be able to score more and then, you know, not give up those big plays early on. And then a third down, we jump off sides. We missed a field goal. There are things, those things that you can't do if you want to win football games. And that's what I told the team. And it's not, hey, this pass or this guy offside or this missed field goal or anything like that. It's a team thing. You know, we've got to get everyone here to understand the situation and raise our level when we get into those situations and come up on top.
We're very close. Offensively, I think the defense, they're doing a great job. But, you know, obviously my focus is offense. And I think we're very close to where we need to be. Obviously, there's still tons of work to be, you know, to be had until we get to that point. But I think we're doing the right things. And like I said earlier, you know, this past week, I think this was a great opportunity for us to go against a different defense, and especially Coach LeBeau, to get a chance to work with those guys and work against them.
The Bills' starting offense was effective in moving the football as four of their five drives covered nine plays or more. But putting the ball in the end zone again proved difficult, as the starters were 0-for-2 inside the Pittsburgh 20-yard line.
Coming off the field, it was frustrating, I'm not going to lie. We got down there, and I even pleaded to Coach Marone to let us go for it on the fourth down. Went to the right place with the ball. Defense just, made a good play on it. I just got to go back to the drawing board. Like I said, the past 2 weeks, now a third week, this is our third game. We just got to capitalize, truly, because we need to get that fixed, obviously, before we play Chicago.
It's very frustrating. You know, that's one of our goals. Like I said, hacking in the stats, we need to be better in the red zone. Haven't had many touchdowns, especially in the receiving group, great runs by Booby. But we just got to score points, get to the playoffs, and that's a part of it. Our job is to get six, not three, and we just got to finish when we're in that red zone. We're close enough, got the players to do so. And, it's great to put up points, but six is better than three.
Buffalo's first-team run defense was stout yet again as they allowed just 1.6 yards per carry to the Steelers' power running game. And good news on the injury front as Sammy Watkins' injured ribs are only bruised. The Bills are finally at home for a preseason game next Saturday when they host Tampa Bay. At Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.